Hope 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
I'm out of pause. Israel is defending its airstrikes over Beirut, which have claimed the leader of Hezbollah. Hassan Nasrallah was killed in the attack. The 64-year-old has been in hiding for years, fearing he would be assassinated. Israeli Defence Force spokesman Daniel Halgari says Nasrallah has brought untold grief to many.
The senior terrorists eliminated with him and the central headquarters were a legitimate military target under international law. Hezbollah is dragging the state of Lebanon and the entire region into a wider escalation.
New South Wales police are leaving the force in droves, some to make the most of an old compensation scheme. More than 300 officers have declared themselves unfit for duty over the past 6 weeks. The move comes as the state government prepares to end lump sum payouts. Under the new scheme, police would receive smaller payments spread over a decade. The State Emergency Service has received more than 200 calls as heavy rain impacts parts of the Northern Rivers and the state's north coast. People in the area are being urged to stay vigilant with the severe weather set to continue. The Wilson River is expected to reach its peak today. New research shows Australians throw away 7.7 million meals per day. Experts say meal planning and using leftovers can help address the issue. And Food Waste Australia campaign manager Mandy Hall says action is needed.
If Australians just could undertake them bit by bit and form those new habits, the significant impact that would have on the food waste issue across Australia is astronomical.
Also making news, West Australian police are investigating the discovery of a bone at Cottesloe Beach. It's about 40 centimetres long. It looks similar to a femur, but it's not yet known if it is human. Fisheries officers are refusing to inspect commercial trawlers at night unless there is a police presence. Officers say they are increasingly the target of criminal gangs and their safety is at risk. And almost 50 kilograms of illicit drugs have been seized at Sydney Airport over a 48-hour period. In sport, Panthers coach Ivan Cleary says the NRL bunker has him anxious ahead of next week's grand final against the Storm. Cleary was fuming after a no-try ruling went against his side for obstruction during their 26-6 win over the Sharks. He's worried the bunker could ruin the biggest day of the year.
That was an obstruction try, which was a terrible decision. And that gives me a lot of anxiety around next week. That was wrong, and it's been happening all year.
The Wallabies have collected their second straight wooden spoon in the Rugby Championship, a 33-13 loss to the All Blacks in Wellington, sealing another last-place finish. Swan star Isaac Heaney revealed he took a stress fracture in his ankle into the AFL Grand Final, the MCG, won by the Lions 120-60. And in golf, Team USA has taken an 11-7 lead over the Internationals in the President's Cup event in Montreal. And that is the latest in news and sport.
Sydney's Hope 103.2. Every relationship deserves the best support. Station sponsor Catholic Care Sydney offers pre-marriage education and relationship enrichment for couples, paving the way for a happy future. Marriage and relationship education services help you build a strong foundation for a lifetime of love. Whether you're newly engaged or married for years, Catholic Care expert interdenominational facilitators will offer you guidance tailored to your relationship. For more information, search for marriage at catholiccare.org.
Scripture teaches that God speaks, but it can be a challenge to hear his voice for ourselves. I'm Tanya Harris of God Conversations, and we've designed a resource to help. The Other Side of the Conversation is a video Bible study that equips you to recognize and respond to the Spirit. Biblical foundations and pastoral wisdom come together in this six-week series that includes DVD and guidebook. As Jesus said, we can all recognize his voice and follow. Available now at station sponsor godconversations.com/hope.
In Blacktown, a semi-trailer crash has wires down, affecting travel both ways on Balmoral Street between Newton Road and Bungarrabi Road. Neutral Bay, we've got roadworks closing the High Street southbound on ramp to the Carl Expressway. One lane is closed on High Street westbound as well. Some extra space on the road would be nice. And for more space at home, declutter with Storage King. Visit storageking.com.au today. The Kings of Storage, Moving and More. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas. That's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2.
We're paper planes in the sky, drifting where the wind blows. Yeah, gravity held me tight, but with you I can let go.
Such a worthy cause.
Hope 103.2.
Need to Breathe, that's when you forgive someone here on Hope 103.2. And the most played British group of the 21st century has been named. And I'm kind of surprised, but kind of not really surprised by who it is. I'm going to give you some time to take a guess. 0-4-8-40-20-20. Who do you think the most played British band of the 21st century is? All will be revealed after Powderfinger. This is Burn Your Name.
Trying to give me cold shoulders. I swear I'm not the same no more. I'm not the type to go and play these games no more. I know I learned that lesson in my mind, yeah. It's like you keep me guessing by design. I'm really feeling that sound. I got the beat again. Got the song that'll get me on my feet again. So are you down? You wishing me again? Checking ticks off my list. Now the only thing missing is you. All I'm missing is you.
shot and I ain't missing. It's time to cash out on all my wishes. I ain't rolling dice no more. Vegas for the night no more. It's the way you go and bring me back to life. To life. That's the reason why I'm going all in tonight. I'm really feeling that bounce. I got the beat again. Got the song that'll get me on my feet again. Are you down? Yeah, we should meet again. Checking tips off my list. Not the only thing missing is you. Walk through my open door. I want you here with me. You're the air I breathe. Got me incomplete. Now all I'm missing is you.
Without you, I'm just a house of cards about to fall down. Without you,
without you.
Sometimes it has to get bad before it gets good. I hate that's the way it goes. Anxiety on my mind, I hope that it stops. I hate to self-diagnose. I prayed, I cried, I stayed wide awake. Thinking what's at stake, knowing the part I played. A legacy I leave to my kids and their families when they start their own day. Hey, I just wanna make you proud for the times that I let you down. And the times that I said that I'd be right there when you looked, I could not be found. At my worst, you gave me your best. You gave to me rest. So when they ask me about you, I tell them that you're my all and that I can't live without you.
Without you, I'm just a house of cards.
Just wanna be with you.
Riley Clemens, Without You on Hope 103.2, Sharma with you. And I gave you some time a little bit before to name who you think the most played British group of the 21st century is. Sure, you can still send in your guesses, 0448402020, but I am going to reveal it to you now. It is Coldplay. They have been named the most played British, they've been named the most played British band of the 21st century by music licensing company PPL. And they consist of Chris Martin as well as Guy Berryman, Johnny Buckland and Will Champion. And they have aired 40,000 more times across UK radio and TV than classic rockers Queen, who came in at number 2 according to the company. And their biggest track was 2008's number 1 hit Viva La Vida, followed by Paradise Clocks, Something Just Like This, and Adventure of a Lifetime. And honestly, it makes a lot of sense because I think, you know, I don't know if there's any diehard Coldplay fans, but I think everyone would do well at a Coldplay concert. Like, you would know some songs because they just have those really catchy and really memorable songs that are played all over the place.
Sydney's Hope. It costs you nothing but a little bit of time. Station sponsor Catholic Care is looking for volunteers who can offer just 1 hour every 2 weeks. If you're in Western Sydney, Blue Mountains, the Hills or Hawkesbury regions, you can make a world of difference to an isolated elderly person. Catholic Care provides all the training so you can bring joy into an older person's life. 1 hour a fortnight, it's not much, is it? To become a volunteer visitor, just search Catholic Care Western Sydney.
When you go solar with SolarHeart, you'll join the smart Aussies lowering their energy bills with every sunrise. And right now, you can save up to $1,000 on SolarHeart solar power systems, including our revolutionary new Silhouette bifacial panels with a SolarHeart 30-year Australian warranty. To save up to $1,000 today and reduce your energy bills for years to come, get smart. Get SolarHeart. Terms and conditions apply.
Station sponsor.
Hope 103.2.
Sometimes they're crazy, they want 1032.
Garden was blessed by the God of me and you. We had a wish for to find ourselves some truth. Oh, what you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? We counted all our reasons, excuses that we made. We found ourselves some treasure and threw it all away. Oh, what you waiting? What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? When I dance alone and the sun's beating down, blame it on me. When I lose control and the veil's over you, blame it on me. What you waiting for? No, what you of blossom, caught in the carnival, your confidence forgotten, I see the gypsies roll. Oh, what you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? When I dance alone and the sun's beating down, blame it all.
afraid to let my heart show, like I'm running from a shadow.
Closer, that's Garvey on Hope 103.2, Sharma with you. And if you're going out to a restaurant or to a bar, a cafe, whatever, to get some food, $31. What would you expect to buy for $31? Certainly not a cheese toastie, but there is one such thing that's been spotted. $31.20 for a gourmet ham and cheese toastie is being sold in a Perth cafe, and it was posted on Reddit with the caption, $32 ham and cheese toastie, anyone? And people are saying, you know, that it has to be some sort of fancy cheese, for it to be costing that much, but I don't think there is a cheese that is worth a $32 cheese toastie. I'll admit, though, it does look pretty appetizing. Not $32 worth, but definitely worth getting.
Hey, it's Brendan and Danny Bell from Hope Recce.
Did you know we have a podcast?
I know. Stop it. Stop it right now. For all the bits or mornings that you've missed.
The laugh out loud moments, the real life chats.
That's Hope Recce.
And you can subscribe and rate us with Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
or the Hope 103.2 app.
Oh, she does.
You're welcome.
Hope 103.2's Care Line is a listening ear when you need it most. When life is overwhelming, when times are tough, when you just need someone to talk to who will listen, care and pray with you. You're not alone. The Hope 103.2 Care Line is there for you. Call 722 75533 to confidentially speak with one of our trained Hope 103.2 Care Line volunteers. 722 75533. Or at hope1032.com.au.
Hi, Tim Gilbert here. New South lawyers solve problems. They minimise risk and seize opportunities. It's the New South way. That's why New South Lawyers is a national award-winning firm. Awards and reputation come from delivering results. From family law to building and construction disputes, your matters are complex. They demand experience and attention to detail. Let New South Lawyers handle the battle for you. Station sponsor, newsouthlawyers.com.au.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Kevin. And we met on Christian Connection. I joined because I was ready for marriage.
I wanted someone with a similar faith who loved their family.
I was only on it for a few days and Lauren's profile was top of my list.
Kevin was top of my list.
There was no doubt in my mind. Lauren made it very easy.
Knowing that he was wanting to follow the Lord was something that was so important. Important to me.
Find your true love story at station sponsor christianconnection.com and start connecting today.
It's nice to have good friends, but it's even better to be a good friend. Hi, I'm Kate Ryan for Focus on the Family Australia. We all need a good friend in our corner to keep us going when things get rough, but having good friends begins by learning to be a good friend to others. Remember to set aside time for those you care about. Let them know that they can always come to you when they want to talk or just hang out. Friends always take time for each other, even in the midst of a busy schedule. When they need help, be there for them. Nothing says friendship more than a shoulder to cry on or a meal when they're feeling under the weather. So be a good friend. It's the least you can do for those you love.
For free downloadable resources to help your family thrive, go to our website at families.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Yeah.
smell, it got a glint in your eye. A moment's hesitation keeps you wondering why. And you won't be satisfied till you see this meeting of the minds inside of me.
Hope 1032.
Now, more than ever before.
Thank you.
Hope 103.2.
Wonder maybe they never find me. I've been waiting such a long, long, long time to feel it swallowed by the waters around me. I know I took so many wrong turns to see it. Whoa. But I danced through the blisters at night, and I laughed till I cried. I ran till my feet couldn't run no more. Till my lungs were burning, till I know I'm alive. I sit till I can't hear voice no more. Suddenly this life comes up, and I feel my love flooding back again. Yeah. Until the sun comes up, and I feel my love coming up again. Suddenly the sun comes up, and the dark is gone. You made it to the dawn, and I don't miss you anymore. When the sun comes up, I can feel my love coming back again. It wasn't easy trying to run with these handcuffs. Had to sleep through such a cold night to see it. A green flies just dipping right where I'm standing. A sunlight cut into the bone, start the healing. Oh, but I danced through the blisters at night, and I laughed till I cried. I ran till my feet couldn't run no more. And I sat till my lungs were burning, so I know I'm alive. I said till I can't hear voice no more. Suddenly the sun comes up, and I feel my love flooding back again. Yeah. Until the sun comes up, and I feel my love coming up again. Suddenly the sun comes up, and the dark is gone. We made it to the dawn, and I don't miss you.
On Hope 103.2, and Zendaya is a massive star. She is known for her appearances on Disney as well as in the Spider-Man movies, and she's come out and said that she's actually terrified of fame and doesn't believe that she is cut out for it. She says she's always been shy and insists she never got into acting to become a celebrity, finding the attention challenging. And it's so crazy to think that someone who is such a huge star, known for so many things, and is the face of a generation, basically, is thinking to herself, you know, I'm too shy to be doing this. I don't know how I ended up here. And she's made such a great career out of something that she kind of did to break out of her shell a bit.
Hope 103.2, rain, hail or shine. Let's keep pressing on in hope.
Here's principal of station sponsor Wycliffe Christian School, David Johnston.
We're a learning community in the beautiful Lower Blue Mountains with a Christ-centered heartbeat. From preschool to year 12, our focus is promoting rich and intentional learning.
Our staff are passionate about helping our students find their place in God's world and investing in their God-given gifts. Wycliffe is accepting enrolments, so come and talk with us about how we can partner with you on your child's educational journey.
For details, Google Wycliffe Christian School.
Here's a story about two stories from station sponsor Spannenberg & Son. David and Jenny wanted to help their son and daughter-in-law by having them move in with them, but space was limited, especially with the new baby. Spannenberg suggested the perfect solution, a first floor addition. With in-house design and approvals, plus their personal site project manager, it was a convenient one-stop shop. Add a story to your story. Inquire today to get your personal appraisal at yourhomeextension.com.au.
Spring is in the air and it's the perfect time to refresh your home. Sydney Blinds and Screens is the destination for the best window coverings in Sydney. This season, get up to 50% off selected window coverings. Yes, you heard right. From roller blinds to outdoor blinds, shutters to screen doors. Their diverse range caters to every taste. Visit sydneyblinds.com.au and speak to the team for a free measure and quote today. And don't forget,
best prices ever seen at Sydney Blinds and Screens.
Station sponsor.
Australia, we have good news and bad news. The good news is that in 2019, we had our lowest drownings on record of children under five. What a great effort. But the bad news is that we still had 12 Aussie families lose someone precious. We have to do better. We can never stop until there are zero drownings. Fence the pool, shut the gate. Teach your kids to swim, it's great. Supervise, watch your mate, and learn how to resuscitate. I'm Laurie Lawrence. Kids Alive, do the five.
Hope 103.2.
In my own little world, it hardly ever rains. I've never gone hungry, always felt safe. Some money in my pocket, shoes on my feet. In my own little world, population, me. I try to stay awake till the Sunday morning church. I throw a 20 in the plate, but I never give till it hurts. And I turn off the news when I don't like what I see. Yeah, it's easy to do when it's population, me. At a red light, looked out my window. I saw cardboard signs that held this homeless widow. And just above that sign was the face of a human. I thought to myself, God, what have I been doing? So I rolled down the window and I looked her in the eye. Oh, how many times have I just passed her by?
Is a bigger picture. What if I'm missing out? What?
Blowholes and Hope 103.2.
I know you're hurting, feels like you're learning about life the hard way, and it ain't working. Seems like forever that you've been falling. It's time to move on, your life is calling, yeah. This was never meant to be the end. Close the book and start again. 'Cause I know how hard it can get. You gotta live, you gotta live. And sometimes that's how it is. But I know you're stronger, stronger than this. You gotta live. You gotta live.
News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg and Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
I'm at a pause. Federal police have seized $28 million worth of drugs in separate hauls over a 48-hour period. One man allegedly had more than 6 kilograms of cocaine strapped to his groin. Another man was then caught allegedly trying to smuggle meth in his underwear and socks. Both foreign nationals have been charged, refused bail, and will appear in court again in November.
Iran says Israel will regret its recent bombing raids in Lebanon, which have claimed a key operative. The leader of Hezbollah, Hassan Nasrallah, has been killed in an airstrike. Iran has long backed the terrorist group, and the death is seen as a blow to its influence in the Middle East. Speaking on Iranian TV, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says Israel's actions is short-sighted.
The entire resistance forces across the region stand by Hezbollah and support it. Resistance forces, led by the proud Hezbollah, are the ones who will decide the fate of this region.
That translation thanks to Sky UK. The New South Wales government is under pressure to make sure the state's schools are safe. The Education Department says assaults have doubled in the past year. Teachers are worried about the growing use of weapons in schools. The worst area is the Tuggerah Lakes region on the state's central coast, followed by Maitland. Western Australian police are investigating whether a bone that washed up on a popular beach is human. The discovery was made by an off-duty officer at Cottesloe Beach yesterday morning. The bone is 40 centimetres long and looks similar to a femur. Earth will soon get its own mini-moon. A 10-metre asteroid known as 2024 PT5 will enter the Earth's orbit today. Astrophysicist Dr. Laura Dreesen says the rock will stay for a while, but not forever.
Because of the way that it's moving in the orbit around the Sun in a similar distance to Earth and the speed that it's travelling, Earth is going to gravitationally capture it. So it's actually going to be captured for 57 days in our gravity.
In sports, Swan star Isaac Heaney has revealed he took a stress fracture in his ankle into the AFL Grand Final, won by the Brisbane Lions 120-60. Heaney was well below his best in the heavy defeat. Nathan Cleary is playing down fierce.